Our story today is called Running for Two. It's from Brad Metzler. Dick Hoyt died last week. It was so nice to me when I started writing about heroes. So here's his story. When Dick and Judy Hoyt's son was born with cerebral palsy, unable to walk or talk, the doctors told them to just put him away. No, they decided. They'd push him, pull him, they'd carry him along, but they'd never leave him behind. When the public schools said there was no place for Rick, his parents found a computer that would write his thoughts from the few head movements that he could make. At 10, he spoke his first sentence, "Go Bruins!" In high school, Rick learned of a 5-mile charity run for a newly paralyzed teen. Rick told his father they had to do something to send a message that life goes on. Even though he wasn't a runner, Father Dick never hesitated. He'd run the race, pushing Rick's wheelchair the whole way. They finished next to last, but you see, it really was a victory. That night, Rick typed out these words, "Dad, when I'm running, it feels like my disability disappears." Dad Dick's mission was clear. He kept running, Rick always out in front. 234 triathlons, 67 marathons, 6 Ironmans. Rick Hoyt still can't walk, but with his father, they both fly. Isaiah 40:31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.